And thank you, Brother Bob, for picking out those songs that apply to Good News, Marching to Zion. I'm going to try this. Is that okay, Brad? Sound-wise? Super, super. It's good news that we have two new sisters in Christ within the last couple weeks. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise God on that. Committing eternal life, rewards we talked about a couple weeks ago. And I turned it down a little bit. Got a little better. I'm not even wound up yet, and you can hear me real good. Well, 1983, Anne Murray wrote a song. For you young people that think, you know, it's all bad news, okay? 1983, I was 3 years out of high school. She wrote a song, or made a song famous, I don't know if she wrote it or not. We sure could use a little good news today. I don't know about you, but I feel that way recently. We sure could use a little bit of good news today. In 1983, she talked about people getting robbed. Nobody was robbed today, and nobody was shot today, and nobody OD'd today. Nobody burned down a building today, yeah, and nobody died in vain today. 1983, folks, guess what? Nothing is new. God's holy word says these things happen at the beginning of time, and they're going to happen until the end of time. But that doesn't mean we get tired of bad news. And it doesn't mean that we don't need good news. And that's why we're going to look at these passages of Scripture this morning that talk about good news. Because we need to hear some good news, right? We already heard great news about a couple people giving their life to Jesus, obtaining eternal life, being part of citizenship of heaven. Sometimes we forget about that, right? You know, we forget about that. We even forget how nice it is to be a U.S. citizen. For those of you that have traveled abroad and have experienced those things firsthand, you recognize it even more so than us that have not. Good news of two people deciding to spend the rest of their lives together. Brother Doug, Sister Monique, that's good news. Many people in the world are going to live in sin, folks, and that's bad news. Because that doesn't set anything but a precedent. One of the things that we talked about in our study this week was being an example to ourselves and our mates and our families and those people around us. And one of the great ways we can do that is being married and not living in sin. Folks, we gathered around this table this morning because God said, you are a forgetful people. Do this in remembrance of me. I love pictures of Jesus. Obviously, there's hundreds and thousands of them. But I love pictures of Jesus because it just reminds me of him. And that's why I brought this up this morning. Good news is that Jesus is the way, the life, and the truth. Jesus endured the stuff for us so we don't have to on the cross. In our passage this morning, yeah, and you're right, Brother Lucas, it is 1 through 9, and I got 1 through 8 up there. I know I was making sure you're paying attention a little bit. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Thanking Jesus for the little things in our lives and big things in our lives. Singing to the Lord a new song. Sing all the earth. Bless his name. I've mentioned this in the last couple months, folks. When do you sing to God? Is it only on Sunday morning? You sing to him on the way to work. You know? You sing to him in the shower. Do you sing to him when you wake up? Do you sing to him just before you go to bed? Are you singing to your grandkids and your children? Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders. This passage of scripture looks real similar to one of the ones we read. I double checked it. We didn't do this last week, but it has a lot of the same concepts and understandings of our passage, one of the passages that we reviewed last week. Giving to the Lord and giving the glory to Him and giving offering. And then worshiping the Lord in a beauty of holiness. Tremble before Him. If you're tired of bad news, folks, turn off your electronic device and open your Bible. Turn off your electric devices and get on your knees and pray for change. Proclaim the good news of His salvation to those around you. How many of us go to work or go to school or hang out with friends or family and that we want to talk about current events? Everybody. Talk about what happened. What happened? What's going to happen? What somebody did? Use the opportunities that we have in our lives, folks, to share our faith with those around us. We got to forgive all people for all their wrongs. We got to recognize good from evil. How do you recognize good from evil? Do we go to Brother DC to recognize what's good and what's evil? Is he a good resource? We can say yes, but you know what? He holds up his Bible and he says, only as good as what I say the Bible says. Right? Just like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. I'm not going to do everything perfect, oh wretched man that I am. Same thing with us. Look for the good in the people. Look for good news in the people. Proclaim the good news of His salvation day to day. Walk by faith. Psalms chapter 40, verses 4 through 10, it is written, blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God. And your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord, you yourself know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Obviously, this is a passage of scripture from David. In the book of Psalms, and I have a few underlined and highlighted parts of this passage. Blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust. I thought about that. How many of us have trust funds, know of people that have trust funds, have investments, securities, retirement, pensions, 401ks, trusts, things we rely on financially? Which is good, which is very beneficial to us. This is talking about the spiritual aspect. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. So, how much money do we save and set aside for later in life? Or for our family members? How much of Jesus do you set aside? Do you place in a trust? Do you count the ways that you are serving Him and obeying Him? Do you count the ways He brings good news into your life? I don't know about you. How many of us ever got a raise
And so that's not bad. That's bad news. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's happened to me one time. I got an 18 cent raise one time, and I said, if you guys are hard up for money, you just keep it. Many years ago, okay, a few employers back. As a Christian, I should have been thankful that I got anything. But I had an incorrect attitude of the news that I had gotten that day. I use that as an example for us, though, folks. If you think about it, is it bad news whenever you get a raise? No. Okay? Is it bad news whenever you learn more about Jesus? No. But how are you going to learn about Jesus? How are you going to increase your trust in the Lord? Not only by faith and being trustworthy, but a trust from a value perspective. It's tough to distinguish sometimes in our lives between the truth and lies. And the best way that we can do that is looking through things through the eyes of Jesus. Because if we look through, how many of you have tried to, thought you knew exactly what you were right, as right could be, and then you find out a little bit more of the story. Then you find out a little bit more of the story. Then you find out a little bit more of the story. And it's the same way with Jesus and good news. The more you look and search for Jesus, the more it is good news. Now, sometimes that good news is that I got something in my life I have to take care of. Sometimes that good news is there's sin that has to be dealt with, either in our lives or in the world. Many of us, when we talked about this passage, in a passage similar to this, I desire, God says in one passage, I desire sacrifice. Or I desire mercy, not sacrifice. We talked about it in Bible study a couple weeks ago. In this passage of Scripture, David is writing, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Well, what does God want from us? He wants us to be happy to do His will. He wants us to proclaim the good news of righteousness, to tell people about Jesus, to tell people about the truth. Satan wants us to be ashamed of telling somebody about the truth. Satan wants us not to share our faith. Satan wants us to tell people bad news. You're all going to hell. Very few passages of everything that Jesus spoke about did he say that, did he? He said, follow me, many more times than he talked about destruction. He talked about repentance and forgiveness and love, the will of the Father, obedience. All those things are good news. Good news. Let me ask you from a parent's perspective. When you found out that one of your kids made a good choice, okay, whether it's at school or at home or just interacting, whatever it is, or a grandchild, is that not good news? Yes. It's the same way with God when we choose to follow Him. When we choose His will, when we delight in His will, according to just like David did, When His law is written in our hearts, I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness. Of course, in the great assembly, David is saying, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I underlined that. I ask this in our, I'm going to listen to myself now. I ask this. What are you hiding in your heart? Is it the righteousness of God? Or do you hide in your heart what you clicked on yesterday or last night or last week or 2 months ago? The Satan keeps tempting you about it.
There's something in your life that keeps you from hiding the righteousness. Keeps you hiding the righteousness. Not sharing it. Not being happy. Okay? I tell you what, when I sin in my life, I am not happy. I'm remorseful. I feel guilty. It's the way God's made us. But it's good news that I recognize I've got to change. Been a Christian over 30 years, and I'm still changing. So there's newsflash for you folks. Once you hit a certain plateau, you've got to make, no. The plateau is eternal life. The plateau is being saved by the grace of God and having His blood cleanse us from all unrighteousness as we walk daily. I ask this morning, according to this, have you hidden righteousness in your heart and not sharing? How do you share righteousness? Trust in the Lord? Delight in His will?
I'll tell you somebody who doesn't. Hides the righteousness within her heart. I'm not going to speak of Jesus. I'm scared to talk of Jesus. I don't want to share Jesus. I'm not going to pray to Him. And you know what? None of us have that mindset. Hardly ever. We don't.
Sometimes it's just because we don't, just like I mentioned, with the bank, with the trust part, folks. If you don't put no money in there, what do you get? Well, some of your employees are going to contribute. Some of you have pension plans that are automatic from what you make.
But typically in a trust, somebody has to put something in there. And it's the same way with us proclaiming the good news of righteousness. We have to put the words of God in our heart in order for the words of righteousness to come out of our mouth. It is written in Isaiah, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. And obviously some of these prophecies and some of these things, just like David mentioned, was mentioned and wrote in the Psalms passage we just looked at. And Isaiah, you know, is prophesying about those to come. But I ask you, in your life, who told you about Jesus? Who continues to share with you Jesus and His word to help you, to tell you good news? It should be peaceful as we bring God's holy word and His book of love to each other. Glad tidings of good things. I thought about that this morning. You know, I'm super excited about the racing season coming up. I go out and shop and I get all excited and I don't do enough, but I'm still excited. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for spring. And I thought to myself this morning, am I ready to bring good news to my brothers and sisters this morning? Am I excited? More excited than spring. More excited than going racing. More excited than having to start a new job tomorrow that I am. Is it more exciting, all those things, to open God's word and share it with each other? Good news. Good news. Good news. From our passage that was our scripture from last week, sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all peoples. How many of us would like to have a megaphone or like a CB and a megaphone in our car? So we're driving. I've always wanted to do this, but some people have it.
You drive by somebody, you see them make a mistake, and you want to help them learn how to drive better.
Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, sir. Your blinker was not applied at that last turn. The left lane is for overtaking. The right lane is for normal traffic. See, we would all like to proclaim certain things on a daily basis in our lives, right? The trash is still full. Okay, that hit home, right? Huh? That food tastes the same as it did yesterday, but I didn't want to eat it yesterday. We proclaim all kinds of things in our lives mentally. But we do the same thing with Jesus. Do I follow him or not? Am I proclaiming good news of his salvation day to day? I think we struggle with that, folks. And that's another reason why I bring this lesson to us this morning. To remind us, no matter what happens in our life, to bring good news to those around us. To remind ourselves of the good news and the salvation that we have. Remind yourself that somebody said, Jesus, I'm going to follow you. We pray about it. We plead with people. We study with people. We have two people amongst our midst in the last couple weeks that said, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to obey you. That is good news. That is great news. And should help us and encourage us and inspire us. Our last passage this morning comes from 1 Thessalonians. And just so you know, all I had to do is look through my Bible and find good news passages. And these, most of the good news was talked about in the Old Testament, right? But most of us would think good news is in the New Testament when Jesus came. This is a passage that talks about good news in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. For this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you, and our labor might be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always have good remembrance of us, greatly desiring to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, in all our affliction and distress, we are comforted concerning you by your faith. For now we live. If you stand fast in the Lord, for what thanks can we render to God for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before our God, night and day praying exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. This morning we've heard good news of people's faith and love, giving their lives to Christ. This morning we've heard from God's holy word how David proclaimed the good news of righteousness, good news of salvation, day to day. Isaiah talked about people that bring good news, and about Jesus and John the Baptist when they brought good news. And you know what? Sometimes, folks, reality is going to be that people don't want to hear good news. Why do you think we don't have good news channels on TV? There's some, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's some very positive things. I got to watch a little bit of daytime television here in the last couple weeks in between jobs and things, you know. So there's some people on there that are revealing positive things and life-changing things and neat things and some good news.
But I plead with us to remember the good news of your faith and love. I ask us this morning to look around. Not at me. If you want to, that's fine. You can look at me. But just look around with faith and love that's in here this morning. Brothers and sisters in Christ. Most of you, I didn't even know 6 years ago. I think about that. That's kind of crazy for me. Good news is, choices I made in the providence of God, I'm here. Sharing God's word with you. I feel that's blessed and humbled. 6 years ago, I didn't love you guys. Just because I didn't know you. But I use that as an example for us, folks. Typically, we only love the people that we know and we're close to. But Jesus gave us an example to love all people, no matter what. And we're following him. The good news is that God is love. And he wants us to obey him and live forever. And he's given us his holy word, which is positive. It is the way, the truth, and the life. And it's up to us in our hearts to instill it and to share it. If you're keeping God's good news a secret in your life, I plead with you this morning. Stop that. Stop that. Take that trash out. Make a change in your life. Have confidence to start sharing your faith. Just a little step. That's all it takes is a step. But I plead with us this morning to remember the good news. To proclaim good news of his salvation from day to day. Delight in to do his will, your will, God's will, to proclaim the good news of righteousness. What's right and what's wrong? There is a right and wrong, folks. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. Don't keep it a secret. Share the good news. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. The good news of your faith and your love. You stand fast in the Lord. It's a point that we didn't look at in these passages. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all. Guess what? That's the key to that. And it's something I've struggled with in my life for all. I can do it. I can be faithful. I can make the change. I can do this. I can change my hair. Yeah, there's a portion of it for me that I've got to believe in and I have to do myself. But I have to place myself under the lordship of Jesus and God the Father. That he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness. Last week we studied, a couple weeks ago, I can do all things if I do it without love. Same thing with the good news, folks. Do we really love those people around us to share good news with them? Or are we keeping it secret in our hearts? I pray this week that you share the good news and remember the good news that we've studied from God's word this morning. As always, we offer an invitation. If you want to make your heart right with God and become a Christian by being baptized into Christ and having your sins washed away, or you need to pray as a congregation, we invite you to do that. Share that good news as we stand singing Selected Hymn this morning.